I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. We are continuing our theme of God's abundant supply, and we are emphasizing that God's supply chain, heaven's supply chain, is intact. You know, they're telling us, at least here in America, I suspect this is true in other countries as well, that there's a problem with the supply chain. In other words, they're not able to get goods, all kinds of goods, furnishings, even food, you know, toiletries. They're not able to get them to the consumer. There apparently are many ships, container ships, sitting offshore, waiting to be unloaded, and been sitting there for a long time because there are not the workers to unload the ships. And so there are tremendous problems today. A broken supply chain, inflation going through the roof, rising prices. But yet, as we read, and this is our scripture for this series of podcasts, Psalm chapter 37, verses 18 and 19, "The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever." Verse 19, listen to this, "They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied." The NIV says, "In the days of famine they shall enjoy plenty." In other words, in the days of famine, we could say in the days of inflation, in the days of recession, in the days of economic depression, God's people will be satisfied. They will enjoy plenty. That is my desire. That is my prayer for you today, that that kind of faith will fill your heart in this hour. You know, yesterday I stopped in the middle of a story about how God had provided for me on my first missionary trip overseas in 1983. Sue and I were living in Canada, and I was traveling from Canada to Northeast India. And go back and listen how God miraculously provided when the day I was leaving. I had my ticket, but I had three overnights, one night in London, two nights in Calcutta. And I had to cover hotel cost and food for those days, and only had $30, which wouldn't cover even one night in a hotel. And yet, on the way to the airport, God provided. God intervened and God provided. Heaven's supply chain is intact. Go back yesterday and listen to that to get the whole story. But it was enough to get me to India to cover my hotel and food there. But then I had to come back. And I didn't have the money. I went ahead and I stepped out in faith and I went. But I knew God was going to have to provide for me coming back. Well, I think I was in there for 10 or 12 days, had powerful services with my late friend Joseph Skinner, who founded and pastored many churches in Northeast India, and his ministry is still going on today. And even though he's already gone on to heaven, what an incredible time I had there and saw God move so powerfully during those 10 to 12 days in India. Now, I must go back and mention this, because you see, God even looks after the little things in our life. And one cost I had, it was small, but you know, sometimes the little things can, you talk about that it was the last straw, or the straw that broke the camel's back. Sometimes the little things can put us over the edge. And I had to pay $8 for a bus taking me from the domestic airport in Montreal. Now, Sue and I lived in Canada at that time, in New Brunswick, Canada. And so I flew out of Moncton, New Brunswick. My first stop was Moncton. And I landed at the domestic airport, but then I had to catch a bus that cost me $8 to take me to the international airport. And so I was going to have that $8 coming back. And so while I was ministering there in India, and ministered way out in the boondocks, I won't go into the details, but it was there were no roads there. We had to walk through the forest, and the folks there had a convention. I still remember the name of the little village, Lake Nottingham, in the Khasi Hills, the foothills of the Himalayas. We walked for 2 hours. No roads, no sewage systems, no water systems, no electricity. what an incredible time we had there. God poured out His Spirit. And in my final service where I preached, the people came up to me, and my friend, my host there, Joseph Skinner, said it was the first time many of them had seen a white person. And many of them came up to me, and many of them, there was tears rolling down their faces, and they were putting money into my hand. And most of it was paper money, and I was putting it in my pocket. And it was, of course, it was Indian rupees. And when I counted the money later, it amounted to about $8. Now that was a lot for those people who lived out there in that little village, but they were just so appreciative that I had come there to share the good news of Jesus with them. Oh, my friends, for those of you who feel God's called you, go to where people are hungry. Go where people will appreciate your gift. Don't bang your head against the wall. Go find some hungry people who will appreciate what you have to give. And so, lo and behold, I didn't think of that at the time, but that was the money that I was going to need on the way back in Montreal, just exactly what I needed to pay for my bus from the international airport to the domestic airport. Well, so I stayed around with my friend there, Joseph Skinner, for a couple of days, and he gave me a tour of that area of Shillong, a wonderful city there in northeast India, very pleasant city. And then he and his younger brother, Kitbok, took me to the airport. And I'm in this situation. I have at least two overnights going back, and all I have is about $8. No money for food or hotels. And so we had to wait a while for the bus to come that was going to take me to the airport. But when it arrived, and I was ready to go on the bus, Kitbok handed me an envelope. Now notice it was puffed out, and he said, "Here's a love offering that we took up for you." Well, at some time during my ministry there, out in that little village of Lake Nongrim, because that's where the conference was, when in one of the services I was not in, they took up an offering for me. Can you imagine that? These people in India taking up an offering for this American preacher. Wow, that is almost unheard of. I've had people from India just so incredulous and amazed when I tell them that they took up an offering for me. But anyway, I acted real cool. I thanked them for it because I didn't tell them my situation. My friends, it was between me and God, and I was looking to God, and I was believing that heaven's supply chain was intact, and it was. And as soon as the bus pulled away, I acted real cool. I thanked them for it, put it in my jacket pocket. But as soon as the bus pulled away, I jerked it out and began to counting it. And it was a little over, it was in Indian rupees, but it was a little over $200, just enough to cover my hotels and buy food on the way back. And I didn't realize this until I got home and my wife Susan pointed it out to me. And then the people in that little village that came up weeping and putting monies in my hand, it was just what I needed to pay for my bus fare in Montreal from the international to the domestic airport. And so, my friends, you see how God provided all along that way. And I had absolutely no lack, even though at times it looked like I did, but yet I never did, because God's supply chain, the heavenly supply chain, is intact. And because of God's abundant supply, oh my friends, if you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ and become a child of the living God, I hope you will do it today. And if you are His child and you are struggling, let me encourage you. Get along quiet with God. Get your Bible. Read over Psalm 37, verses 18 and 19. Read over Philippians 4, 19. Read over any encouragement and promises of provision you can find. And ask God to give you any wisdom that you need. And stand upon His word. Stand upon His promises. And in this time of economic uncertainty, in this time of inflation, in this time of a broken supply chain, God will abundantly supply your every need according to his riches in glory. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You will find articles there. You'll find a link to a YouTube channel, link to a blog, and you'll find articles and information about myself and our ministry, Sue and I. And just go ahead and check out the website, and I'll appreciate it. And send me an email. If you're blessed by these episodes of the Awakening Podcast, send me an email and let me know what God is doing for you. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue our theme of God's abundant supply. God bless.